You mentioned taxanes. I wanted to ask you about a paper you published this year in the JCO looking at nab-paclitaxel. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of interest in that in breast cancer. Can you talk about the work that you published and what we know about nab in lung cancer?
Well, I think the nab-paclitaxel, which is albumin-bound paclitaxel and is free of cremophore and ethanol, so there's no vehicle, so there's really no risk of hypersensitivity allergic reactions, was an interesting trial for us to do because it was a frontline trial for patients who had stage 4 disease, and it was a single agent trial. So the inherent bias perhaps for myself as well as my colleagues was to treat patients who are maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit lower performance status because it was single agent therapy. And I think that it was sort of a reverse bias in terms of the patients that went on. Nevertheless, we found that it was a very active regimen, giving the single agent nab-paclitaxel on day 1, 8, and 15 every 28-day schedule. And I think aside from the neuropathy, it was well tolerated, and I think it was a good regimen for patients.
Where do you see things heading with nab and lung cancer?
I think that there is plans underway in terms of a registration trial that they're doing with carboplatin combination, and I think we'll see where that goes.
Any other areas of clinical research in lung cancer that we haven't talked about that you think would be worth talking about?
There are a number of small molecule VEGF inhibitors which are under study, and I think that there are some potential advantages to that in addition to them being orally administered, and I think they're also a work in progress, and I don't think there's a front runner in terms of those that's going to replace Avastin in the near future, but there are other compounds which are under study.